Exclusive. Senator Bill Hagerty, hypocritical Biden administration will fund border security in other nations but not ours. By Hannah Blow on May 6, 2023. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, on Saturday blasted the Biden administration for its willingness to spend taxpayer dollars to fund border security in other countries but not the U.S., telling Breitbart News Saturday that it is all part of President Biden's plan to transform the country and shift the entire demographics of America in a way that benefits them at the election box. Hagerty spoke about recently questioning Biden's nominee to become ambassador to Jordan, Yael Lempert. During her Senate Foreign Relations Committee testimony, Lempert admitted that she supports American taxpayers funding border security measures in Jordan. A great irony given the Biden administration's reluctance to secure the U.S. border. When I brought up the fact that we are funding a border wall in Jordan, I asked her whether it was effective. She said, "Yes, indeed, it was to stop things like people coming across the physical border, and drug smuggling." She pointed that out. "Specifically, think about what's happening in our southern border," he said, pointing to over 100,000 deaths per year due to drug overdoses. The number one killer of young people in America today between the ages of 18 and 45 is drug overdose, Hagerty said, pointing to the drug flow over the southern border. "That's the cartels working in partnership with the CCP killing American youth. And the Biden administration will do nothing to block that there. Yet they're spending our hard-earned taxpayer dollars in other nations to build and defend their borders," he said, pointing to the great irony. And again, this nominee of the Biden administration acknowledged the fact that those dollars were going to be, quote, "effectively spent to provide physical border security, to keep people from invading and to keep drugs out." "Why doesn't that apply here in America?" he asked, blasting the hypocrisy of the Biden administration. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, May 6, 2023. Hagerty concluded that this shows the real deep fraud that's being perpetrated on America, hearkening to Biden's original plea to transform America. "The first thing they do is collapse our border wall, wage war on U.S. domestic energy too, but they collapse the border wall on day one. Why did they do that?" he asked, citing estimates indicating that 6 million have crossed the border illegally since Biden took office. "This is part of the transformation of America. Step back from it and try to find any rationale. I can guarantee you it's not humanitarian." The senator continued, explaining that this is part of greater efforts to shift the entire demographics of America in a way that benefits them at the election box. "Think about where the sanctuary cities are located. Blue states," he said, emphasizing that it's all about power at the end of the day. "Here we had their witnesses coming up to President Biden's representative in another nation, clearly stating that physical border security works. We should be paying for it with U.S. taxpayer dollars to protect Jordanian citizens from the influx of people violating the physical border bringing drugs and human trafficking there. It's the hypocrisy," he added. Hagerty also commented on the reality of the ramifications of lifting Title 42, warning that Border Patrol agents are going to be completely overwhelmed. "It was just like a cloud descended over the room. It was so demoralizing," Hagerty, who was at the border when Biden initially announced his administration would lift Title 42, said. "It is the last tool that our Border Patrol agents had to try to protect and defend the border," he said, adding that he has brought a modification to Title 42 to the Senate floor three times. "The Democrats have blocked me three times. They're gonna have to block me again this week because I'm bringing it back," he added.